These Precious Hours. Written by Michael Corrigan. Narrated by Alex Hyde-White. More frailer than the flowers, these precious hours that keep us so tightly bound. Bob Dylan, after Henry Timrod, Confederate poet. These Precious Hours, Scene 1. The therapist's office always gave Declan Mulligan a sense of comfort, an oasis from outside tensions. She regarded him intently before speaking. "Are you sure you can travel alone?" "I think so," he said, looking at her pleasant face. "I have to find out. I know I may see a ghost on every corner of Galway." "Maybe seeing Kate's ghost won't be so bad," she said, writing in her notebook. "I would welcome her ghost." "See you in a month," the therapist said. A week later, Declan Mulligan walked from the small Shannon airport to the stop marked Bus Éireann. He felt the familiar wet cold of Irish weather, and when the bus arrived, he pulled up the bin door to place his suitcase. An older woman, bent over from osteoporosis, struggled with her bags. Declan helped her. When he pulled down the bin, his hand came away black.
"Jesus," he said. "Clean the bus, why don't you?" Another traveler handed him a wet rag to clean his hand. The seated bus driver was a thick-set man with a dark, curling mustache. "Some old people out there need help with their bags," Declan said. "I don't touch luggage," the driver told him in a lilting Irish accent. "You know what I mean," he grinned. As Declan got on the bus, another passenger remarked, "Maybe he would for a fiver or 10 euros. The bus started for Galway. The sky was overcast, and Declan watched the small towns and the green countryside as they passed. He thought of Kate and imagined her looking out the window at the wet green meadows and stone walls enclosing the pastures full of cattle and, more often, sheep. "First time in Ireland?" It was an American voice. Declan observed a young but balding man with a blandly handsome face sitting next to him. He returned the stranger's genuine smile. "Second time. I came here 4 years ago with my wife." The man nodded. He didn't ask why Declan was traveling alone, and Declan didn't reveal he was a widower. "You?" "I've been here many times," the man said. "I have a sister in Galway who married an Irishman." "How does she like living in Ireland?"
"She likes it.
Gives me a chance to visit Galway," the American said. "Lovely city." "Don't drink the water," he cautioned. "There's a parasite they haven't killed yet."
"No one told me that," Declan said.
"Of course, who drinks water in Ireland? They drink Guinness."
"Don't brush your teeth with the tap water either. Use bottled water."
"I'll remember that.
What brings you here, holiday?"
"Thought I'd see some Yates country."
"You're an English teacher?"
"I have taught English, yes," Declan said. The bus stopped many times along the way, and Declan wondered if the bus schedule matched the airline schedules. They rode on in silence. Declan was eager to see his favorite Irish city, but also felt anxious knowing he'd be alone. He remembered the first time he and Kate took a train from Dublin, and then a bus when they were bumped from the train, finally arriving at the Galway station. They walked through the unfamiliar streets toward the docks, pulling their luggage until they saw their hotel, the Drury's Inn. They watched the River Corrib flowing into the distant bay and walked the narrow lanes with shops, sidewalk pubs, and street performers. When they left Galway for their return to Dublin in the airport, they took a taxi back to the station. The station looked unchanged when Declan got off and nodded goodbye to the American. Some younger passengers walked toward a youth hostel at the bottom of the street. The pearl-colored sky threatened to open up and rain any moment. Declan walked, pulling his suitcase toward the tourist center. Inside were milling travelers, a rack of postcards, and a white-haired man behind the counter who gave him directions. "College Road is right outside. Your B&B is at the top of the street," he said in a mellow voice.
"Thanks."
Declan noticed a booth offering trips to the Aran Islands. He and Kate had taken the ferry to Inishmore, the biggest island, for what Declan later called their Irish moment. Riding in a horse-drawn